Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi there, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening. I will be getting my guest on in just a minute. I do want to tell folks who are new to the listening audience and to thank you for listening tonight on this Tuesday night a little bit about what Inner Voice Intuitive Hour is about. Inner Voice Intuitive Hour is a forum for folks who are interested in the intersection of depth psychology, that is, understanding your unconscious, understanding what Jung called our calling, and what Joseph Campbell called following our bliss, the idea that we have this life that we're meant to live and that if we get out of the way of the ego, we can so much easier to connect with our goals and with our dreams by not holding them, clutching them too tightly. So if those are ideas that interest you and you're interested in the stories that you're telling in your life and how to tell them with clarity, purpose, and joy instead of being too invested in telling them, and if you're interested in connecting with your intuition, connecting with your deep sense of inner knowing, then you're definitely in the right place. I want to let you know what's coming up on Inner Voice next week. Susie Manning will be on. Susie has a wonderful show that I've been on before called The Susie Sizzle Show, and she is all about working with women in transition. So I'm really looking forward to having her on the show, and I'm also really looking forward to being on her show on the 20th of February. So look out for those opportunities to connect more with Inner Voice Intuitive and to connect more with the wonderful Susie Manning. Also, if you're listening for the first time, please feel free to share your shiny, pretty picture so that we know that you're following the show and that I know who's following the show, and so that you can get updates on the show. With no further ado, I'm going to get my guest on air here. Hi, Claudette. Are you there? Hello? Oh, boy. Well, it said at the very, very top of the page that there were some difficulties with the Blog Talk today. So I guess it is possible that we're going to have some difficulty getting the guest on. I'm going to just click over really, really briefly to Facebook and send Claudette a message and see if she is indeed having trouble getting on. We'll try to get her on, and if we can't, we'll just go ahead and have the show and have her on another time. So let me see what's going on here. I guess Blog Talk is having some issues. So I have just clicked on her her little microphone there, so she should be able to hear me and join us. And I'm not getting that experience. So let me go over to Facebook and try and send her a really quick message and see what is going on there. I hope that she can hear me and that you guys out there can hear me and that she doesn't hang up, because sometimes Blog Talk can be a little tricky. I'm just going to send it to her here. Hi, Claudette. I am looking at your number. Can you hear me? All right. I had a funny feeling that there might be some issues with Blog Talk today. So what are you going to do? Okay, so I'm going to head back on over and see what is going on there and see if I can get her in. Hello, Claudette? No, I am not getting her in. I'm going to try and see if I can get someone else in. Here, let me just try this. Hi there, you're on the air with Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
You're on the air with... Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, you're on the air with Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. I am in the process of trying to get the guest on right now, and Blog Talk is having some issues. But I just wanted to see if I could get someone else to hear me and to be able to get on the show, or if it was just the guest that was having some difficulties. So I'm glad that you can hear me, and if we can't get the guest on tonight, we will just continue with the show as usual and get her on another time. So okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, enjoy the show, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try one more to get Claudette on here. Hi, Claudette. Hi, Claudette. Nope, it is not going to happen. Yes, you should try again. Yes, try again. Blog Talk. I apologize, guys. Is having issues. But this just happens with Blog Talk every once in a while. It's really, really blustery and cold here, so that might be why. So I am sending this to the guest, and hopefully she will be able to get on. Meantime, I'm going to head downstairs and get a tarot card deck so that we can get on the way if we're not going to have a guest or if we are. So hopefully, knock on wood, that will work. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to just go on and talk about tarot card reading, and hopefully this whole thing will work itself out. So for folks who are listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, I've already kind of talked about, the mission of Inner Voice, which is about connecting us with our deep unconscious, connecting us with the stories that we're telling in our lives, and connecting us with our intuition. One great, really great way to do that is through reading the tarot. And if you guys are familiar with the tarot, that is a great way to do it. Okay, I'm going to try once more here. Hi, Claudette.
Hi.
Hey, yay! Oh, good. I'm so glad. Sometimes Blog Talk has issues, and it is tonight. So I'm so glad that you were able to get in and that you're going to be our guest this evening.
Yay, me too. Good to talk to you.
And I apologize for the difficulties in the beginning of the show here.
That's okay.
It happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, have a company called Psychic Ascension, and I wanted to ask you about what Psychic Ascension is and why you called it that and what that was about for you.
Well, Psychic Ascension is basically becoming a group of people who are metaphysical, who do things like read tarot cards, chakra balancing, crystal therapy, Reiki healing, numerology. It's why it's called Psychic Ascension, because mm-hmm. we are ever spiraling upwards, and it's a journey up, never down,
awesome.
Always up. So
awesome.
Just psychic ascension means, our psychic is being built, our complete psyche is being built up and ascending up to as far as it can go.
I love that description. Inner Voice is all about connecting with psyche, connecting with our unconscious, connecting with our calling, what Joseph Campbell calls following our bliss. And so I love that. I think so often we hold so hard to our descriptions of what our life should be that we miss the opportunities around what our life is meant to be or what we're called to be. And I think that this idea of ascending upwards and outwards that you're talking about is such a huge part of getting out of the way of yourself, of getting out of the way of the ego and allowing yourself to become everything that you can be.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to ask you how this calling found you, how you started to realize that you were meant to do tarot reading, that you were meant to do psychic work with people. It's a little off the beaten path, and I always ask people who are on Inner Voice, if you feel like you kind of fell into it, or did it follow you, this journey?
I think it has followed me. This is something I was basically born into. My mother was a psychic. She, her mother was basically, most of my family is, and it's kind of just something we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a part of us. When I realized that it was my calling was probably, I'm going to say, within the last couple of years. I had been toying with it for most of my life from the age of, say, 15, 16 on, when I started mm-hmm. noticing that I was hearing things and seeing things and just knowing things in advance. And kind of scared me at first. Of course, we're typically afraid of the unknown, so you have to
right.
get to know something, yeah. But I would say that when I discovered that it was my true calling was probably within the last couple of 3 years.
And what led you to really realize that in the last 3 years, Claudette?
You know, I think that I got a major download from the divine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was just one day I was questioning my existence. I was questioning why things were going on. And I must have asked the right questions because the answers just started pouring into my head. Hey, look, it's not just about you. It's about everything and everyone, and you are connected to everything and everyone. And what you do to yourself, you're doing to them. And what you do to them, you do to yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, it clicked.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. That's really awesome. Yeah, I think that being on this kind of a journey, an intuitive kind of a journey, and being aware of aspects like ascension and things like that really allow us to sidestep this whole idea of, you know, career. We have to craft it differently, like you're talking about, but it isn't just about you. It's about giving the gift. It's about being present and being of service, and that it's about everyone. And I think our culture so much reinforces this idea of, you know, we have to go out and get this career and, you know, master it and all this sort of thing. And it's just such a different kind of a journey. So, yeah. Do you find it to be that way?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to ask you more about intuitive tarot reading. I am an intuitive tarot reader as well. I think a lot of folks who do work with tarot are not as quick to connect with the intuitive aspects of it. Some people think that there's just a straight way to read the cards and go directly to the books. And I really appreciate the fact that you connect with your deeper intuition and your divine self. And I want to ask you how it is that you did you start out by just reading tarot cards straight and then figure out about your intuitive gifts? Or when you opened up the cards, was it a doorway to your intuition automatically? How did that unfold for you, Claudette?
It was both, strangely
mm-hmm.
enough to say. I had started reading the little booklet, the first deck of cards I ever had. It had a little teeny tiny booklet that just gave you these quick meanings, but when I looked at the cards, it was like, you know, I could see symbolic messages on the cards that related to my life, and
mm-hmm.
so I was like, okay, well, this looks like this, and I would actually just start talking to people and telling them things, and they would be like, oh, so right on, and just because
mm-hmm.
of a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured it out really quick that, you know, It's more of an intuitive thing. Yeah, you can have a book meaning, but the book meaning will not hold true for every single person. You have
yeah.
to listen.
Yeah, I always say that your intuition trumps anything that the card means.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, just anything that it means. If you get a higher insight, just go with your gut. You know, trust that. The cards are just there as a guide. So very cool. So when did you start doing intuitive tarot reading for people and start to call it that for yourself?
Well, I started doing that in my pre-adult years, but mm-hmm. I really didn't start calling it intuitive until this past year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize that that's what I was doing. I was just doing what felt normal and natural to me. And mm-hmm. then I started mm-hmm. hearing people saying this and that, and they call this intuitive. And I'm like, intuitive looks like a good word for what I do.
Yeah.
We'll put it under that label.
Very cool. Very cool. And so when you read for people, how do you do that? How do you work with people energetically when you go to read for them and that sort of thing? Like, how do you connect with those other energies and that sort of thing?
Well, first thing I do is I whisper a little prayer affirmation type thing, asking the oracles to let this be true and precise.
Mm-hmm.
And I open myself up to their energy. I'm an empath, so I'm pretty open all the time anyway, unless I decide to shut myself off. So the minute they walk into the room and they ask for a reading, they have already given me permission to enter into their zone. So it's like we start talking and shuffling, and I'm just asking basically if they want a general reading or if they have a question, and it kind of just, once they answer that question, it flows from there, and before you know it, we're off and rolling, and we just make that connection. I don't know exactly how you would say that, but it's just there.
Awesome. And do you use the cards? I know some people use the four sacred elements, or their fire and water in their reading. Some people are particularly drawn to numerology, the 1 through the 10s in their reading. Is there any way that you break down the cards and look at like subsets and different ways of looking at the minor arcana?
I kind of differentiate between the minor and the major, because the major mm-hmm. is like the universe is screaming at you, hey, you need to pay attention,
mm-hmm.
especially
mm-hmm.
there's a lot
yeah.
of them in there. And
yeah.
so if I see that, I'm going to tell the person, hey, look, wake up and smell the roses here,
mm-hmm.
or the coffee, so to speak. But this
yeah.
is the universe's way of saying, I really, really have an important message for you. You need to get this. Otherwise, with the minor arcana, if there's not that many, I will let them know this is just something mundane, in everyday life. This is something you can tweak to work
mm-hmm.
toward whatever goal it is you're working toward.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty much how.
Very cool. Very cool. So, do you like work with the elements or the numbers and those
yes.
sorts of things as well?
I work with quite a few different things when I'm doing a reading. I not
uh-huh.
only am I becoming an intuitive reader, I
yes.
am also becoming a numerologist, a life coach, a psychiatrist.
mm-hmm.
With my readings, it's kind of like you get a little bit of everything wrapped up in one. If the cards are showing prominent numbers, like, say, for instance, three or more eights come up, I'm like, okay, hey, there's something really specific that this person needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go into the numerology aspect of it and kind of read that into a reading.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it's like if I get certain cards that are telling me that, like, I use the psychic tarot. And
mm-hmm.
in it has the chakra cards. And I love this
yeah.
deck because it lets me know to tell these people, hey, certain chakras are out of balance and they're not working
mm-hmm.
harmoniously, which, could be caused by trauma or suffering or an accident or, And that's when I become a coach, because then they start telling me, oh, this is the bottom, blah, blah, blah. And so I become a listener now. A sounding
right.
board, if you will.
Right. I think I use the Gilded deck sometimes, and I really like the Gilded deck for chakra work because it's so colorful, and then at the top of the card, it gives a color to denote working with the chakras. I think that's so wonderful. I think tarot is such a wonderful tool to start to listen more deeply, do life coaching, do counseling, that sort of work. And I think it's so wonderful, too, to pay attention to how the client engages the cards as well. Because, you know,
yeah.
I mean, there's such an interesting tentative balance between us reading for a client and a client intuiting for themselves through synchronicity and through what they're drawn to, the work they need to do. And that's where I really get excited about the work, is in that
yeah.
place of crossing over.
Yes, there's
sounds
something
like
else.
You do too.
Yes, I do. I have found another thing that is a useful tool. If you
mm-hmm.
get stuck on a card, I turn
mm-hmm.
that card around and I say, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this card?
Yes,
and that helps
a great
me.
Thing to do.
Yes, yeah. It helps them
yeah.
connect. And yeah, it helps you. If you're stuck on that, it's like you either move on or you ask them how they would interpret it. And I have found that they like doing that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a great thing to do, because I think that there's this kind of misnomer sometimes among some psychics that, you know, that, like, they have this gift that you don't have. Like that someone comes, a client comes because they can do something, the psychic or the intuitive can do something that they can't do. And I think it's so important to share with them that they can do it too, and to empower
yes.
them. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's what I'm all about too, is empowering people to learn how to heal their own selves.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to make money. I want to make money, yes, but at the same time, that's not the grander design of things.
Yeah, exactly.
The grander
design
is helping, like you said, empowering them.
Yeah, yeah, there's this one intuitive reader, Michael Mapes, who I have been going to some of his talks, and he talks about how he won't read for, formally will not read for someone more than every 6 months. Will say, nope, I will read for you once every 6 months, and that is it, which I think is great, because then you can start to empower the client with tools for themselves about how to see things and get through things and channel their own most, you know, connected universal energies and that sort of thing. And I think that as readers, we should encourage that, you know, encourage not coming too much, not becoming dependent on an outside voice, but helping someone build up their own internal, you know, feedback system.
Yes. A lot of my clients hear that from me. Your answers
mm-hmm.
always lie within.
You what? Say it again.
The answer always lies within.
Exactly.
Each one of us have the knowledge within us. We just have to learn how to access it.
Exactly, exactly. Very cool, very cool. So what do you have, like, favorite cards in the tarot deck? Do you have a favorite major arcana card, Claudette? Or a few? Or?
Wow. The Lovers is one of my favorites.
Yeah? What do you love about The Lovers?
It's it's about balance. It's
mm-hmm.
about, you know, they stand there naked with nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And if the whole world could be like that, to be open like that, to be an open book,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, we would have much more trust and faith in our own race as human
yeah,
beings.
Yeah, that's truth.
You know,
that's
and that's
the
thing
truth.
I love about the Lovers card. They stand before each other naked and bearing their souls and saying, hey, this is me. This is what you get. What you see
uh-huh.
is what you get.
Uh-huh.
And I
uh-huh.
love that philosophy.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I'm sure that when people go get readings from you, it's like that. It's like, this is what you get. Here I am, you know.
Exactly.
I think authenticity is so important, you know, as practitioners. Because it's also so important to mirror it for other people. You know, we live in a culture where it can be, you know, putting on airs or having expectations of each other can become, you know, as people get more stressed out and things like that, it's easy to kind of slip into this place where you start to have expectations of yourself that don't really honor your authentic self. And I'll bet that one of the greatest gifts by going to see a reader is just seeing them be authentic in themselves, be comfortable with what they're saying, you know. And I'll bet that from what you're saying, that you're very comfortable with your role there and mirroring that for other people.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Very cool. So any stories that you want to share about the readings that you've given, or any sort of, you know, best reading story or that kind of thing?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. I will share the experiences that we have on a monthly basis. We go to a thing called Spirit Walk.
Uh-huh.
And this is at a man's house, and he invites people from everywhere. It's uh-huh. a metaphysical community, and we all come. And it's a chance for everyone to share their gift, to exercise their gift, to become more confident in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I actually, you know, started getting more confident in myself. I went to MarCon with my sister, and that was my first outing getting back into reading tarot cards. And in 2 days' time, we sat down there and we met so many people, and I actually sent people away crying because they got messages that they needed to hear. They got healing words. They got healing readings.
Mm-hmm.
And it just touched my heart so much. And then when I met Reiki Dave,
mm-hmm.
Dave Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
I've
had him on the show.
Yes, he is the connection for anyone and anything you want.
Yeah,
I love him.
He's wonderful.
But,
I love him too. Yeah.
I met him, and when I met him, I started discovering all these wonderful people, and he introduced me to Spirit Walk. And the first time that I went out there, I started doing readings, and
uh-huh.
I had a line that, I mean, I read for 4 hours solid without a break, and
uh-huh,
everyone
uh-huh.
went back out saying, wow, and I'm hearing this later on. I'm like, is
uh-huh.
that why I had a line so long and I couldn't get a break to go to the bathroom or anything?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it was such a wonderful feeling for that many people to be coming to me to get a reading. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
wow. And so now...
Yeah, that validation is wonderful.
Yeah, the validation was really great. And,
uh-huh.
But what was even greater was...
Uh-huh.
going back again and hearing from these same people I read before, like, oh, you know what, well, oh, blah, 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 and this I can't tell you because it's a confidential thing, but
right,
this,
sure.
this happened, and I'm like, yay.
Oh, that's it's awesome.
Confirmation
that's
that
awesome.
My, yes, so.
And just
it's,
being a part of their journey, you know, just,
yeah,
just being there, and yeah, that's wonderful. Very cool, very cool. So can you share more about the Spirit Walk and for folks
yes.
in the Cebus area where it is? And that's
oh.
not too personal, right?
Oh, no. We encourage
yeah,
people to come
you.
To this. It's
yeah.
actually the man who founded this is Tom Skinner, and
mm-hmm.
Ross Fillmore is the guy that handles most of the footwork. And what they do is if we go out there, it's the third Saturday of every month,
mm-hmm.
and it's from 7 to midnight, and we get together, and they form two lines. This is the actual Spirit Walk. They form
mm-hmm.
two lines of people. One person goes in between those lines at a time, and people either send Reiki healing or give hugs
mm-hmm.
or say kind
mm-hmm.
words. It's just raising the energy level. And everybody brings a dish of food. It's kind of like a smorgasbord there, a buffet. And...
Mm-hmm.
We all meet, we greet, we introduce ourselves, introduce our gifts, and there's people that come there. There's body workers, there's Reikis, there's massage massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
chakra balancing, crystal therapy. Mm-hmm. Tom Stones, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Mm-hmm. I've had him on the show, too.
Yes, he came to the last one, and it was really great to have him there. And he did some readings, and I got a really good reading from him.
Mm-hmm.
So got some nice, cool crystals and stuff. I'm a crystal, what do you call it, connoisseur, collector.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time I see someone with crystals and gemstones, it's like I got to get some. But just we have readers there. We have mediums there.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you're going to find there. And it's all free. No one charges. You're not allowed to charge for anything because this is an event to help people refine their gift, to build up their confidence in their gift. And it's such a wonderful treat. It is.
Very
when you leave there, it's very difficult to go to sleep afterwards because you're just so full of adrenaline from the energy.
Awesome. Now, is it on Meetup? Can people find it on Meetup if they want to go and check it out? Very cool.
Paranormal.
And it's called Spirit Walk? Okay.
You can look for Spirit Walk or Paranormal. As a matter of fact, I could probably shoot over a link to you if you want to post it later on.
That would be great. I'll post it. Yeah, absolutely. That's no problem at all. I will post it for sure. Very cool. Very cool. Awesome. So when did you start going to that, Claudette?
Last summer.
Very cool. Neat. I think it's so great that there's like a venue for folks to just kind of explore and, you know, refine their gifts. That's wonderful.
And one other thing to add to that, this is a
place
that you won't find ego.
Uh-huh.
And if it shows up, it doesn't stick around very long.
Uh-huh.
Everybody is just is so connected and so gentle there. And, and you, it doesn't matter what your religion is, your race, your creed, whatever it is, everyone is accepted there, and everyone feels that way. I walked in, and the first thing I told them the first time I went is being an empath, it's kind of hard for me to be around a whole bunch of people at once sometimes, because if you don't learn how to shut that off, it can be really chaotic in your head, you know?
Sure.
And so when I got there, it was like, okay, I wonder how long I'm going to be able to handle being around all these people. And before you know it, the night was over with, and I was like, I don't want to go.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really, really cool.
The energy was that great.
Cool. Very cool. Nice. Huh. So do you read with a bunch of decks, Claudette, or do you just read with one particular deck, or do you read with different decks for different kinds of clients, or how does that work for you?
I use different decks.
Mm-hmm.
I have about 7 or 10 decks. My favorite, like I said, is the Psychic Tarot. That's the one that really speaks to me the most. I like the Rider-Waite, too, but it can be a little tricky sometimes for me. Especially when I get into the knights and the queens and the kings. Nine and under, I'm good. But I have Angel Therapy by Doreen Virtue. I have a Sacred Geometry deck. I have a Law of Attraction deck. Let's see what else. I have Crystal. Yeah, the Crystal Ally deck, and I have a Sacred Circle.
Very cool. I used to do this thing when I was a lot younger. I haven't done it in years. I wonder if you've ever done this. After laying out a spread, I usually would do this when I would do spreads for myself, but after laying out a spread, I would lay out the corresponding card on top of it from another deck and just kind of layer them to get more and more insights and nuances into the card. It was pretty fun to do because, you know, how each card has kind of a certain energy, and then if you lay another card on top of it, you get like a whole different way of looking at that archetype or that symbol. So that was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, you know, I have done that for myself. I've never attempted to do it for another. That's very interesting. I doubt I might try that. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I haven't done it really for clients per se, but it's a lot of fun to do. Like if you're doing like a big reading for yourself, like a year-long reading or that kind of thing, to just kind of, you know, create this whole map and just, you know, put a gazillion tarot cards down on the ground and layer them and just go to town. That's a pretty interesting idea, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to
try that now.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I see that there are other people as well on your website. If you want to plug the other people on your website, that would be great as well. And for folks who don't know, your website is Psychic Ascension, right? And you talk about all of the work that you do there, right?
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
I even do auric painting. I paint the energy fields around people.
I was going to ask
you
about that. Yeah. How do you do that?
It's a lovely thing. It's like the brush has a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
I just basically ask the person if I can step into their aura and paint away. And when they give me permission, I get out. I'm just like, it's just like with the readings. I just wait and listen for what colors to put in my palette, what brushes to use, and I just start and I let the brush basically talk to me, and before you know it, then I have a whole canvas covered, and when I show it to people, it's like, oh wow, right on, this is, and then they start telling me what they see, and when they start telling me what they see, I know those are areas in their life that have either been worked on or need worked on. It's kind of like a healing thing, too, because they can see into their own life now what they weren't seeing before. It's
that's
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I really think that that is what art is there to do. You know, art is a guide to help people get more insight into themselves. So I think it's wonderful that you use it that way, you know, and that you're so aware that you're using it that way.
I love it. It's so, and it's so relaxing, and it's very therapeutic for me too, because because I'm being creative, and I just love being creative.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you could share, what did you say? I'm sorry.
You asked me to plug the other members of my.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah.
I didn't want to forget them. Dave Scarborough, better known to most people as Reiki Dave. He's a Reiki master, and I studied under him, and he trained me and gave me my certificate in Reiki, and I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
He also does hypnotherapy. He teaches classes online. He teaches tarot. He's a tarot card reader.
He teaches wonderful classes. He had shared with me, and I actually went and looked up some of the stuff that he teaches, and he really, they're wonderful. They're just really wonderful. They're very thorough and archetypal, and I checked them out. The class.
Yeah. He's a good teacher, that's for sure. And then there's Sadie Jo, and she's actually my sister.
Oh, okay.
And she's a numerologist. And she's also a good listener when people need to talk, and she's a good life coach. She helps people get to a more positive level as well. Mm-hmm. But her main gig is numerology. That's the thing she's the best at.
Very cool. Very cool. Awesome. Awesome. So we just have maybe about 20 more minutes, and I want to make sure that you have time to share everything that you want to share about what it is you do. So I'm just going to kind of open it up and let you tell me what it is you want to tell me about the work that you do.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure.
Well, the biggest things I do is the tarot readings, of course, but I am also focusing now my main energy on chakra clearing and balancing and helping people heal in that area. And I am doing some pretty extensive study on the chakras. And I have learned that there are people who cannot visualize as well as others. So sometimes you kind of got to do the work for them until you can get them confident enough in themselves. And I found that by doing that, I bought this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pendulum at the ULE. And it's a three-part pendulum. Well, actually, it's four-part. The top of it is a little small ball. And then there is the middle section, which is like a double terminated quartz. It's all quartz crystal. And then there's a single clear quartz point on the bottom of it. And it is basically in the shape of the goddess. And this pendulum, I charged it just specifically to work with chakras, to tell me if they're open, clogged, need to be open, what's, you know, going on with them, and to correct them. And so I first started, one of my first clients was actually my massage therapist, Sam Schultz. And I started using this on him. Well, I started doing the chakra balancing the old-fashioned way, and then I discovered that he could not visualize the colors. So I'm like, well, let me tweak this. So when I decided to use my pendulum, I started getting good reports from everyone I've been using it on. And they would tell me that they started seeing all these different colors, and they would morph into this color and that color, and it would go from dark to a lighter, more brighter, beautiful color. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, wow. And some people were having visions. Well, Sam in particular, he had already experienced both ways that I was doing the chakra healing. And he told me that he felt a major difference when I did it with my pendulum.
That's awesome.
Yes. And so now I'm even going farther to tweak that. There are like seven major chakras to work with, whereas according to my studies, there's like about 88,000 chakras around our
body. Right, yeah.
You know? So and they're minor. They're, you know, but there's about 40 of them that are really major, important. And so I want to learn those. And I want to heal people in that way because, you know, throughout our lives, we become traumatized by things that happen in our past or childhood, you know, accidents, you, whatever. Things just kind of close us up. And in order for us to function, we need to have the energy working in harmony.
Yeah.
And so that's basically what I'm doing right now is the tarot cards and the chakra balancing. Those are my two main things. I'm trying to stick with just a couple of things that I can focus my energy and be my best at. And those are the ones that are calling me.
Very cool.
And I work with
the
crystals too. I use crystals, you know, in my chakra. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes I will. Sometimes I'll use the extra help of the different crystals that line up with the chakras. I also cleanse auras, and I do house cleansings. Reiki sessions.
But your main focus right now, you're saying, is the tarot and the chakra balancing.
Yes. So
that's
focus.
Wonderful. I always think it's so amazing with intuitive work how when you listen, it just morphs and morphs and morphs and morphs. And like, I've gone through periods where I'm like more focused on chakra work or more focused on tarot or whatever, and then just there's such just so many ways to read and so many ways to connect with the intuition that it is just constantly changing, you know?
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's different with every person.
Yeah.
I also, when I do the chakra balancing, it helps me, well, it helps the client if I start giving them affirmations. When I'm doing the crown, I'll start with affirmations that help them connect with the divine, the source of all things. And by the time, I'll give you an example for one lady. I won't say names, because of client, you know, confidentiality. But this woman, when I first started working on her, her face was pale and lifeless. And when I got down to her solar plexus, and the affirmations that I was giving her, all of a sudden, I seen life come back into her face. I mean, actual color life. And she started becoming more secure and more confident. And by the time I got to her root chakra, this woman was just radiating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that because of my work, because I'm a channel for the divine.
Right.
So
right.
The divine through me was like, and I got to witness this myself. It's like, this is the most amazing thing. That is my reward right there when I see something like that happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it
yeah.
helps me know how real it is when I see that change.
Yeah, absolutely. I think also, you know, I mean, we live in a culture that's very evidence-based kind of medicine.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think that it can be, it's so subtle but so powerful. And by, you know, doing that work for someone else, you set the stage for them to realize that they can do the work for themselves, you know.
Exactly.
They can start to know what their solar plexus chakra is about and what it holds and to balance it for themselves and to notice when it's out of balance. And that's just such a gift, because then we create a world that is more authentic and more connected with the intuition. And that's just such icing on the cake.
Yes, it is. It is. And that is my goal, too. As a matter of fact, I designed a chakra meditation. It's pretty lengthy, but it's well worth it. And it goes through each chakra with different affirmations on that chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it to my clients when I do a session on them. I say, you know what? In between sessions, I want to make money, yes, but I want you to be well. And I want you to continue working on yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, if it gets to be that your life is too busy, yes, please come back so we can get you fixed and then you can continue on. And yes, I see that. And I have a lot of clients that are trying to take care of themselves, too. They still come back to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Very cool.
I want to be pampered.
Sure.
And that's,
sure.
They get that from me too. It's like going to the salon for a day when you come visit me. You get pampered a little bit too. So everybody needs that, you know?
Absolutely.
They want to feel special. And so I try to make everyone feel special.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's so wonderful that you make it so clear how easy the work is, you know, that it isn't something that's beyond their scope. It's something that they can do. And but it's also wonderful, like you're saying, about pampering them and not making them do all the work themselves, you know, that they can come there and have someone help them with it and hold some of the energy, you know, for them as well. That's just really nice.
And it's also necessary for them to learn how to do it, too, because, you know, they don't know how to do things right. It's like I used to go to physical therapy when I injured my back and my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have done physical therapy on myself, but first I had to have a teacher. So I'm the teacher until they learn. And when they come, they see how I'm doing it, and then they learn from that, and then that helps them go and do it themselves. And if they need a refresher course, they're always welcome to come back.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to share this evening? I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you for all your wonderful work, and I want to make sure that you're able to share everything that you want to share. So what else did you want to share, Claudette?
Well, I think we've covered about all the bases. And once again, psychicascension.com, and that's where they can find me. My number's on there. My address is on there. My business is run out of my home. I've actually dedicated one room to be the office now, and it's a really pretty purple meditative room with some fish.
Uh-huh.
Everybody loves the energy in here. So that, and I'm on Facebook quite a lot.
And what's your Facebook page so people can, you know, show your page some love and go to it and connect that way too?
It's the same thing, Psychic Ascension, Mind, Body, and Spirit Restoration.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Well, thanks so much for sharing all your life work with us, and thanks so much for accepting the invitation to be on Inner Voice tonight.
I thank you, and I am grateful that you gave me the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Take good care, Claudette.
You too, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Claudette Kofelia. who does intuitive tarot reading and chakra balancing, and she works out of her home. Check out her page. Check out all of her wonderful offerings. I'm going to close Inner Voice a little bit early this evening because I am working on some projects and just really am at the wire with them and kind of against a deadline. So I'm going to choose to spend the time doing that. I ask everybody out there to send me good energy. I'm doing some very big projects right now. I do some jewelry called Sacred Bracelets, which is an intuitive line of jewelry, and I've had some wonderful, wonderful, amazing opportunities recently. So I'm really excited to follow through with that and bring Sacred Bracelets to a wider audience. But I am going to take off now. I hope that you've enjoyed the guest and that you will check out Inner Voice next week for Susie Sizzle. For Susie Manning. She is wonderful. She's just a burst of fresh air, and she's just delightful, and she has a lot of wonderful energy out there to share. So check out Inner Voice next week, and do check out me on Susie Manning Sizzle Show on the 20th in February. And thanks so much for listening tonight. I'm going to take us out with Dar Williams, The Blessings. If anyone out there is interested in how synchronicity shows up, this song is just a beauty. Enjoy. Thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening. Have a great evening. And wherever you go, create magic, make magic, feel magic, inspire magic. That's what we're here for. Take care. Bye now.